We were talking about your education, and when you were back in the first school, the one-room schoolhouse, was that mostly reading, writing, arithmetic kind of thing?
That was the biggest thing.
At that age? And then when you went on to this other school, the second school,
Yeah, right.
And you named some of the teachers and subjects that went with that. While we're talking about that, the teachers that you had, what kind of training did they have that you know of second school?
They had been to college more. Most of them had been to college.
Beyond, say, Seneca Institute, Junior College.
Right.
They had gotten more of a college background.
Yeah, some had been in Clapper, and what have they gotten more of a college background.
Colleges around the state? Okay, so they had a lot more education.
Morris College, that's right.
Oh, like Morris College.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay. So that by the time you graduated, you were having teachers with a lot more training than you'd had to start.
That's true.
Okay. Now, before we go on with your further education, where did your parents go to school when they were small? Or did they attend school at all?
Yeah, they came here in Oconee County, I believe. Oh, my dad came around in St. Paul right after school. I know they were not. I'm not sure, but they were here in Oconee County.
Uh-huh. So they did, but they both did go to school.
Yeah,
so they both could read and write,
and
had attended school.
That's right.
How was their schooling different from yours? Did they have like a one-room schoolhouse too?
I think one is one. I'm pretty sure one room.
And they never expanded beyond that.
No, they
never went to anything but a one-room
schoolhouse.
Did either one of them finish? Did they either one go through? How many grades did they go through?
I think my dad finished the elementary grades, and my mother went on to do the 8th grade.
Oh, she did. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
8th grade.
Did they either one ever talk about their schools? Or?
Yeah, my mother, she taught my sister that sick once, and she taught about a week or two.
She did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did she like it?
Yes, she liked it.
Uh-huh.
At that time, you could teach her an 8th grade education or something.
Well, she was probably good with people because she was a midwife and had done that.
That's true.
Yeah.
She went through 8th grade.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so they did have some schooling. What about your grandparents? Do you know anything about their schooling? If they had any or how, what it was like?
They had some schooling because my grandmother was a midwife.
Oh, that's right. She had to take some classes,
too. So they got that from some source, place, but I just don't know where. In the county, I would think, but they were all right in Oconee County.
Could all four of them read and write, or do you know?
Yeah, all could read and write.
Oh, so your grandparents could read and write as well as your parents?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, because sometimes that isn't, true.
That's true.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they had some kind of education, but you're not really sure what it was.
He was able to, to have this farm and all this vineyard and everything.
That's right. He had the really nice place.
Yeah. It's good position, I think.
Quite often the men, when I have talked, been doing the interviews, I found out that quite often the men were really good at figures. Things. And able to handle, know how to take care of money and handle problems.
That
came up in farming and things. With some... even if they didn't have schooling, seemed to be able to have that ability.
That's right.
So I asked you before how many years you attended school, and you went through 11th grade, and then you graduated from that school.
That's true.
The name of it again?
Oconee County Training School.
Okay. And when you graduated from Oconee County Training School, what were your options? What could you do then?
Well, I decided to go farther.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Benedict College, in Columbus, South Carolina. Because the same year we graduated, Seneca Junior College closed. And I would have gone, no doubt would have gone there. I planned to go there, but it closed, and I went to Benedict College.
Was that 1939 then?
Midnight.
Oh, I haven't said it. Coincided with your education
been,
in a bad way.
That's right.
By heaven's sake, so the year you would have attended at Stone.
That's right.
Now, going back to that, we've talked about your brothers and sisters. Well, you named them before. Let's go back and give their birth dates and talk about their schooling and maybe which ones went to Seneca Junior College. Lucille Rutledge Poole was born in 1903, is that right?
That's right.
October the 9th?
Yeah.
And who? When was George Rutledge born?
He was in 26th of December. April, I believe.
November 1st, maybe?
November 1st, yeah.
1908?
1908.
And how about Johnny Rutledge?
He was born, it was March, I believe.
March 20th?
28th, that's right.
1910?
1910.
And Willie Mae Rutledge Webb, I'm looking at this, go ahead and turn the light on, yeah. That would be the 17th.
That's right.
What month? That's July. July 17th, 1913. And then Elizabeth Rutledge Reed was born before you.
That's right.
February 11th, that's right, 1916. That's still quite a few years. That's five years before you.
That's right.
So which of these children, you said you didn't get to go, but which of these brothers and sisters did go to Seneca Institute?
Lucille.
The oldest,
Oldest, and George.
Uh-huh.
And Willie Mae.
They all three went.
All three went.
Now, how far did they go? Did they go to the grade school part, or the junior institute part, or the college?
But George, he took sick while he was going.
Oh.
Somewhere in the neighborhood, in the range there.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get to go very far.
Oh.
He took sick and he passed during that time.
Oh, he died during that time?
He died during that time.
Well, I didn't realize you lost your brother then.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, how old was he when he died?
Oh. I don't know, I was quite small.
Yeah, he was just a young man then?
Young man.
Oh, my goodness. So, and then what about Willie?
Willie Mae, she finished that.
Oh, she finished. Did she go on and teach then with that education?
She went on teaching, and she went on to Benedict and South Carolina State.
Oh, South Carolina State, too.
Yeah, and she finished. She taught in the county. Same school that I, Richland School that she went to that I went through too.
Uh-huh.
She went back and was one of the teachers.
So she was a teacher at that little one-room schoolhouse for a while.
Where she went to school.
Did she continue to teach for several years?
She taught for several years before she went to upstate.
Oh, she moved.
She moved.
Uh-huh. But she did teach in this area for quite a while.
Quite a while.
And that's, of course, that's again is what you were talking about, the Seneca Institute. Gave her. What about Lucia? How much did she go?
She taught quite a long time around baby schools in the county.
Oh, she did. Did she finish also at the junior college?
That's true.
And what college did she go on to?
She took some other courses through Benedict Extension and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Greenville and took some courses
mm-hmm.
for that Parker School or something in Greenville.
Oh, she did. And Willie Mae, what school did she go to beyond Seneca Institute and junior college?
Benedict and State College.
Oh, that's right. We talked about her before. I wanted to make sure we had that down. And she went to South Carolina State, too. So they both became teachers.
Yeah.
Okay, that's grand. And the others, and then you missed out because you graduated from high school. That was the last year. That's true. Okay. So I was going to ask you, who was the first person in your family to attend college? Was that Lucille? Yeah,
Lucille.
She was the very first one. Okay. And she graduated.
She graduated.
Okay. And your sister graduated. Later you graduated.
That's right.
Now, you couldn't go to Seneca Institute or Junior College. What did you end up doing? When you graduated from high school, where did you go on to?
I went to Benedict College in Columbia.
Oh, Benedict in Columbia.
That's right. Uh-huh. I went to Benedict.
And how many years did you go there?
4 years, Benedict.
And that's where you graduated from. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was your degree in?
Mine was elementary education and biology.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have an AB degree
in
elementary education.
And before getting on to what you did afterwards, while you were in school, was it a struggle? I mean, did you have to do jobs and work to go to school or
yes, not? I had to work. I got a job on the campus there, helping in the dining area.
Mm-hmm.
And also helped clean the science building to help pay my tuition.
Right, right.
I had to have a job on the campus to work daily.
Right. Uh-huh. In order to go.
To go.
What about your other money and everything? Did you work some of them things
yeah,
to get ready?
Yeah, I worked across the street from the college at Eaton Place and made some extra money. And before I left high school, I worked for Lucy Gamble down here on the Wayside Tea Room near Clemson.
Uh-huh.
And I was hard made a little extra change. And her son moved to Columbia and had some type of little laboratory.
Oh.
And we made connections with him.
Uh-huh.
She did. And I would go down there on weekends and clean the laboratory for him.
Oh, great.
And make extra change. So different people would send you a little change along. So that's where my money come from.
Uh-huh.
Have extra change to spend.
Did you have any kind of a scholarship or anything?
No scholarship
at
that time.
They didn't have the scholarships the way they have them now. So you just had to work to send yourself.
That's what's true.
Did your sisters have to go through the same thing? Did they have to do work?
Yeah, there were no scholarships. Yeah.
So they had to support themselves too.
That's
now, where did you live when you were at Benedict? Did you live on campus with the dormitories?
On campus in the dormitory.
Oh, you did. Okay, so you didn't board out there.
No, I didn't board out.
In a regular dormitory.
Dormitory.
Okay. What about your schooling after that?
Well, I came out from after finishing Benedict. I came out and went to teaching. And I taught for several years and decided to go back and do further study. And I went to A&T University in Queensboro, North Carolina.
A&T?
A&T. And
I'm not familiar with that school. What
South Carolina State College now.
Oh, it's North Carolina State College.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And got my master's degree.
In what?
In supervision.
Okay.
And administration.
When you spoke of teaching before you did that, where did you teach? In which area?
I taught, I was the principal at elementary school against over here at East End, the school at Phoenix.
Oh, you were?
I came back.
You went back to East End?
East End, and was the principal there for a number of years.
Was that when you finished Benedict College?
That's right.
And they made you a principal right away? You didn't have to be a teacher?
Well, I was a teacher for a while.
Oh, for a while, okay.
Then I came up to be a building principal.
Okay.
I was head teacher at the building, and later the high school moved out
to
Blue Ridge.
Oh, all right.
And I became the principal of the school.
Goodness sake.
And so after...
So you did teach a while.
Yeah, I did teach a while, yeah. So after I left the East End, I went to Oak Corner Vocation Center up here as one of the directors. And that's my last school I retired from.
Oh, you retired from Oconee Vocational School. Okay,
right.
As a director.
Yeah, director.
You had a how many years, what was your career in education?
I taught for about 38 years.
Oh my, so you were in education for 38 years?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's a good long time. And so besides your schooling, you said you got your master's degree in supervision. Did you go on and do any other degrees?
Yes, I went for the study. I got about 18 hours above my master's degree. I went to courses from Clemson University, some from Central Western College, and some from Carterville College that's in North Carolina, and some State College too. I did a further study, extra courses from various schools around. So,
just to further, were they always in education of some kind?
In education, more
We had talked quite a bit on the other tape about Seneca Institute, and as we were just chatting now off tape.
Did Montana tell you anything about it?
She told us some things about it. Yeah, and
she was one of the old warriors. I said.
You were telling me about the fact that they taught some more things and just said, just gearing for education. You said something about Bible?
Yeah, it taught Bible there. One of the Bible.
Well, that probably came about because it was very much supported by churches, right?
That's true. And taught the girls how to sew at a homemade department.
Right.
And the boys did a little ag work. The farm was nearby.
Uh-huh.
They would go out and rent this farm, and they had some horse and buggy there. I mean, the horse and a wagon. And they'd go out and farm.
So they actually had a farm that worked.
Yeah, and bring in the stuff for the camper, the rice bag, peas and corn and what was raised. They would take it and use it back on the camper to feed the students from.
So the students who boarded there had this fresh food.
That's right.
That was raised.
You were raised there.
Oh, that's marvelous. Now, how about other food? Did they get things from, you said something about getting canned foods from donations. Did they have other kind of donations or support?
Donations, and then they'll buy what little, you know, other food they had to buy. People would give them donations.
What kind of a tuition did these kids have to pay? Was it, it had to be kind of light, didn't it?
Yeah, very low. I believe it was $3 and $4 and $5 or something. A week they had to pay, very low.
Did sometimes children come for free with support from their church or something?
Support from their churches, and the parents would support the school with food and stuff. The children could maybe come in and with less tuition than others.
So it was very much supported by everybody in the area.
Everybody in the area, and strongly supported.
And then
never getting a federal money or anything at that time. Before that time come in, no grants. Anything was ever.
They never received grants from outside grants. Strictly in the community kind of thing. And strictly churches, pretty much.
Church related.
Did whites help in any way with any kind of donations or support or anything like that? I understood that they were supportive, but I wondered just how.
I think they supported. I think they gave some donations. I mean, history of it. They gave donations at different times and what have they supported. They would go around and solicit donations from the different businesses in the town.
I see.
And they would give them different things, so that way they supported the school.
Was there any fundraising kind of campaigns or times or days that they would just...
Yeah, fundraising. Now, Thanksgiving was a great big day for them.
Mm-hmm.
They would come together. All churches would donate so much money.
Mm-hmm.
By Thanksgiving time, it's the harvest time. They bring in different food and stuff too for the school.
Uh-huh.
And they would come there in big groves and bring in food and stuff for the school that raised out on the farm, different parents would.
Right.
And then each church would donate so much money.
Uh-huh.
And that would be a good lift to get them started to carry them over for the fall term in November.
Uh-huh. And you spoke of J.J. Starks, who was the president and started the school. How long did he live? How much of this did he see go on?
Well, he was the beginning of it. He saw quite a bit of it. He stayed here, to my knowledge, until he got everything on foot, and then he left and went to Morris College.
Oh, he did?
And got Morris College started out.
He was a great man, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then later he came to Benedict.
Oh.
But during his time there, it was before my time, I'm reading more or less what I read about from his book and what I was told.
What's the name of his book? I'd like to read it.
Lodi's Many Years.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote the whole history of how he got started and where he came from and how he came over here and walked and started to do the school himself and went back and got his wife. They two started together for a while, and later they added on other teachers and what happened.
Right. And then
it's quite interesting.
Then he went on to, it's fascinating to me, especially because we never could figure out in the other tape why he, you said to your knowledge, you didn't know why he chose this area.
I don't know.
And it's just wonderful to me that he
did. He just came over. The association and convention had already been organized. I think association.
Maybe that's because there was a little something here
already. Yeah, they had organized, the church had gotten together and organized.
That might be the answer.
Yeah, I think he came over and
he saw ready made support.
I think that was the image of it.
I bet that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Because there was an association, there were a group of men already organized.
And organized. So I think he saw something of where he could build on.
Right.
And he came over.
Mm-hmm.
And joined the group and got them together and just said, let's have a school.
And this school really went on
and,
for 40 years.
A lady said, her name was Catherine Perry.
Right.
Said, if we don't start a school, I want to get the first nickel in the school.
Did she really?
And she laid the first nickel on the table to start the school. And they built that one big room building school.
My goodness.
Later down the line, it burned.
Oh, it did.
And then they went back, and then we built other buildings and different things, and ended up about 8 buildings all told.
Yeah, we talked about the buildings, and I wanted to know, because people listening to this tape are not going to be people who know that much about Seneca. Where exactly was the Seneca Institute located in Seneca? What streets?
It's located on southwest Third Street.
Okay.
The dead end of Third Street, southwest Seneca.
And are any of the buildings still existing?
None of the buildings there now, all have been torn away. And except for a log cabin that was built, it wasn't originally the beginning of the school, but later this log cabin was built. A fella came through here, Mr. Bufferty, from the north or somewhere, and he's giving books out to most of the Negro schools or Rosenwald schools or what have you. And he had these books, and they had no place to store these books. So some of them thought of the idea of building a log cabin.
This was before the Institute?
Yeah.
Was founded? Okay.
I know that was
after. Oh, that was why? Oh, this was after the Institute.
After the Institute, that's right.
Okay.
So that's reading the log cabin, the only one that's still standing now. I said that little log cabin is still up there.
That actually came after the school stopped in 1939,
huh? No, it was there during the time
during
the school.
Oh, during the time of the school.
Yeah.
Oh, it began during the time of the school.
Of the school, that's
oh,
right.
Okay.
Down the
and
line.
It's still standing.
It's still standing.
It was there, it was built to take the books
take
during
the books
that
and
time.
Take the books and have a library.
Right. Oh, it's like it was like a library.
They made a library out of it.
And that's still there.
The parents brought slabs in from the farm and what having the boys had hewed them out, fixed them up, and they made the log cabin.
About what year was that? Do you know?
Oh, that was back, I'm told, in in the 30s.
Okay, so it was that long after
the
school
cabin,
had started.
Yeah, that started in the 30s.
And not too long before it ended, really.
Ended, that's true.
So so that's the only thing that's standing there.
That's right.
Now, there's what, like a family life center there now?
Yeah, family life center.
And that was built afterwards. That's not the school.
No, it's not
why
the
did
school.
Why did it all just disappear? Why was it taken down?
Well, some of the buildings could have been renovated.
I know. Well, I mean, why didn't they keep any of the buildings?
But I don't know. It just narrow, I guess, on some of the part. Why can't them down there? Buildings could be, it could have been corrected, but. So I'm about the idea that there was this
carry
land off, and the two of them was brick buildings, and the other one was a wooden structure building, and the other part were bonds or whatever, wooden structures, so all that was tore out.
Yeah, I'm really hurting. It bothers me that they were taken down. I mean, sorry that they couldn't be used for something else.
Yeah,
it was such
we used them for a housing little place for a while. People sold stuff in it, and then people lived in
They actually lived in there.
They used it for more or less apartment style for a while.
When was it torn down then? When did it all disappear?
Well, I don't know. Go back and find out.
In the 40s or 50s?
About in the 40s, I'd say. It was really torn down.
Just a shame that was such a neat institute and such great beginnings and did so well for so many years.
That's true.
We don't have it to at least look at
we
anymore.
Look at, no, we just
or
had,
use.
Had the foresight and gotten somebody in there to renovate those buildings.
Yeah.
They still could have been useful for something.
Right.
But we went back and built this family life center.
Well, you do have something on the land.
Yeah, as to go back to rest, a mentor or something now, you know.
Yeah, there is a community building there now.
That's right.
But nothing is left except that little log
cabin, that's right.
Of the old Seneca Institute. I asked that because so many people have asked me. They said, well, we keep hearing about the Seneca Institute. Where is it?
Yeah.
But it's
the younger generation don't know anything about it because it was torn away, you know, before they came about and nothing been said about it too much.
Yeah.
Since that. So it is new to a lot of people that moved in the area. They just didn't know that we had a college here in Seneca.
I know. It's a real shock to some.
That's right.
To know that
and
you had
it's what a blessing it would have been that if we could have been able to have kept it going and gotten some grants and what have you.
Right.
And State College came up once to take it over.
They did.
Something happened, and I think Dr. Stiles, it was his desire to reopen it himself.
Oh, he did.
But he died before he got back to the point where he was going to come back and reopen the college.
Well, he must have been along in years by that time.
Yeah, he was. He was up in age, but he had a desire to come back and reopen it.
Oh.
He was at Benedict, but he wasn't going to leave, but he was going to see that it be reopened.
So it was a real hope of his, but it didn't
materialize.
Right, right. And there wasn't anybody, I was going to say, none of his,
pick up and move
was
on.
No one in his family that wanted to carry on the
ideal
or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I was going to ask you, talked about he and his wife, if there was any children wanting to further anything. You don't know of anything like that.
They didn't do that.
Sorry, you were telling me about some people that went there, older than you all.
Yeah, and I added Gazaway, she's still lives in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Montana. Brian Haynes.
Uh-huh. Brian Haynes.
Brian uh-huh. Haynes and who else would be around? And George Washington.
He went there
too. He went there too. Those three went there. I know it.
Velma Childers.
You're Velma Childers. Yeah,
you're there also.
Yeah. Velma Childers there.
So there are quite a few in the area.
Yeah, that's still around. I think my dad says she's the oldest one, graduate, the oldest student that's living that went to school there. So.
Well, she's one. I really think Mrs. Childers is older than she is.
Because
she's 89.
89.
But there are several of the older ones in the area.
In the area.
That went there. Yeah. And I've spoken to several of them. And we have some of their, in fact, on that booklet that we use, they're Mrs. Childers' pictures on that. She said the only people alive, there are three of them that are alive from that picture.
That's right.
So, is there anything else about Seneca Institute that you want to tell me fill in? Well, if you ever think of anything, just pop in.
Pop it. All right.
How about your own family then, going back to that? Did they have books at home?
Yeah, we had a few books
mm-hmm.
and a few magazines and papers. We
I was going to ask you, took a paper?
We had Progressive Farmer. That was a magazine that they... Farmer Progressive, I believe was the name
Farmer of that Progressive?
Yeah. And,
was that a monthly magazine?
Monthly magazine.
Uh-huh. What about a daily paper?
And then we had
a
little weekly paper.
Oh, a weekly.
It didn't come out daily. It was named Farmer's Progressive, something. I mean, it was named that paper. Anyways, a little weekly paper came
mm-hmm,
out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We didn't have a daily paper, to my knowledge, way back when I first came up.
Okay, so you had this weekly paper. You don't remember the name of that, though. Was that published here in Seneca or somewhere else?
Published in Seneca.
Oh, it was. Okay. Did your teachers ever talk about Black history when you were young, or was that a subject that was ever discussed?
Yes, we talked about that quite a bit, and then we would read about some of the early history people in black. I mean, you have a day
famous
set aside.
Famous niggers in history. Oh, you had a day that you
set
celebrate.
Aside.
Oh, okay.
And it's in February, the month, right? February was the month.
Oh.
That to celebrate it for Negro History Weekend month.
Right. Well, you're a little bit younger, so
yeah,
you
so
all did that.
All that time.
How about your parents? Did they ever have anything like that when they were in school?
I just don't know. Maybe they did.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have any works of black authors read in class, or did you all read works of any black authors at that time?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
We did.
Huh. Who, which black authors did you read?
You're saying about William Kurt Brown, I mean, what is his name? Anyway.
That's all right.
I don't recall at all.
And there was any particular famous black men or women that you remember that you all talked about?
This is from like Jane Walter Johnson, I believe was the name of the author.
That's who you're trying to think of.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of. Yeah, that poem, the poem he read was very famous and he used it quite a bit. And some of it demonstrated too, you know, and everything.
One of those poems that for your group, how were the white schools different from the black schools back then and in your parents' time?
I don't think in my parents' time.
Yeah.
They
were having more support. They had supported schools
had
back then and y'all didn't, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they had more supported schools and buses.
I mean, more public schools and
public
stuff.
Schools. But I just don't know. They were supported before our school got supported.
Mm-hmm.
They had some support because most of the time from their school was hand-me-down to our school.
That's how you all got books and materials.
Books and things.
Right.
Hand-me-down.
Right. And didn't they go to school longer? I got the impression
I think they went longer. They didn't.
Yeah, more of a school
they
year.
Didn't have to stay out to do most of the farm work. The school was out, but black children did.
Yeah, right. Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in your community? Any of those that you remember back then?
Like
Well, now we have PTAs, PTOs.
Oh yes, we had PTAs back then. PTOs, calling it.
So you did have some parent-teacher groups,
parent
even back.
Group, yeah.
Okay. Were your parents active in any of that?
Yes, they were.
Your mother did attend. I thought you started to say something about your sister.
My sister, she was the president, lady years of.
She was. What kind of organizations did your older relatives belong to when they were young, such as fraternal? Did your father belong to any kind of fraternal, or your grandfather, or anything like that?
Yeah, my father was a Mason.
Oh, he was.
And my mother was Eastern Star.
Oh, she was.
And before then, belonged to Knights of the Capithia and the Palanthian.
Oh.
And then they went into the Mason and Eastern Star.
Uh-huh.
Those two others, older than the Mason and Eastern Star.
The Knights of the Capithia and Palanthian are older?
I think so. Uh-huh. It went out and the Mason came in.
But they were in those societies before the other. Uh-huh. Okay.
And they had one called the WMWA. That was a religious group they both belonged to.
WMWA?
WMWA.
Was that like a mission group
or
something?
Yeah, it was a mission group. Organization.
What did those groups do for the community? Anything? Well, like the Masons and the Eastern
Star. They would do a little mission work, and people in need, they would come,
For the WMWA.
It was more or less a missionary group.